Broadway has arrived. Signature tune. Love a bit of Jimmy Eat World. Good to see you. Well, I haven't seen you for a few weeks, and I've been listening. Been sounding very, very good. It's always interesting to listen to a segment we do regularly when you're not in the studio.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm driving around thinking, this is a great segment. If you don't get anything out of your contribution, then clearly you're just not, you haven't got a thirst
Thank you.
For knowledge or to improve yourself. I mean, there's always a takeaway from this segment. So it probably resonated more when you're not in the bubble here, when you're actually sitting in the car and you can really just take it all in.
Do you know what's amazing? I find the feedback, the thing that strikes me more than anything is the number of women who listen to SEN. So many people in my network say, oh, my wife really enjoys it, or females say that they do listen in. I find it quite staggering, given that sort of it's such a sporty station. But yeah, good to see you too, mate, and fantastic job with the tennis.
Thank you.
And you'll be looking forward to the footy.
Yeah, well, it's already started with the AFL Women's. I think it's blown all of us away, the crowds over the 3 days. And yeah, like I think it'll grow. And the physicality is the thing that really struck me. I mean, some of the clashes and...
They muck around.
I'll tell you what, they don't take a backward step whatsoever. Yeah. The tackling, ferocious. I think it's going to be great, but we'll wait and see. We'll get a bigger sample size over the next few weeks. But connecting with customers, Al, that's our topic of discussion today.
It's a really good topic. And talking of AFLW, they've found another way to do it, haven't they? If not open up a new avenue of customer. Big Bash has done it.
Yep.
How to connect with their customer. They've opened up a whole new market and they've extended their connection with their existing market. The new market for them being the families. The AFL now is doing it in terms of the female market. So that's one way to do it, is sort of almost extend the market and grab hold of your existing customers even tighter. But why would we do it? There's four reasons. One, we want to sell more in each time, higher volume each time.
Mm.
Secondly, higher dollar value each time. Thirdly, more repeat sales. And fourthly, more referrals. So we know that connecting with customers is really important. That's a very obvious statement. One of the things, I think it's getting a bit lost though, because of the digital marketing arena, and we talk a lot about that, and the social media arena, it can get a bit lost in that if you sort of ask people, what's the customer experience for you like that you're having most often, sometimes the answer may be a little negative. So this is a summary of a whole range of ways, and we'll talk about some of them, to connect with customers and make the relationship a bit deeper.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And we're going to go in order here. But one that just stuck out was one of the points you put on here, non-purpose face-to-face catch-ups. And the reason it jumps out at me is I find sometimes you can just have meetings for the sake of meetings. And they don't really achieve anything. Yep. And we've got to travel a distance to get to that meeting. It can sometimes take out 2 or 3 hours of our day that we need.
Yeah.
In a time where, time is precious when we're busy in our work lives. So, connecting with customers doesn't always need to be that face-to-face.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Sometimes it helps and sometimes it doesn't need to be. And even the face-to-face meetings can be in your premises. They don't have to be sort of on the customer or the client premise.
Yeah.
A customer will appreciate the fact that it is non-purpose. You're not trying to sell me something. You're not trying to get me to refer you to anything. You're actually just meeting me because you can.
Mm.
And I'll really respect that. So you're deepening your connection with them.
No doubt. Let's start at the top. Formal reviews.
Depending on the industry. I mean, like if you're selling widgets and items of a nature that's sort of not all that deep, then you're probably not going to do it. But if you look at a more professional nature of financial planning or banking, accountants and that sort of thing, surely formal reviews would. But the thing I'd say about this is not only should they be done, but they should be done in a meaningful way. One of the things that I experience, particularly from the professional side, is that when those sorts of professions do reviews, they tend to do them in a fairly uninteresting way. They sort of do them either according to what the legislation says they have to, or they do them the same way every year, and I don't necessarily get a lot out of it. So if you're going to do a formal review with a customer, really make it meaningful. You don't have to do it the same way every time for every customer. Do it according to them, so that you have to have one aim. When they walk out of the room with you, that they actually feel valued, they feel that they've learnt something, they feel that they've got something, and they're more connected to you for the future, or all of the above leading to that result. So, that's one.
So how often are you doing that sort of formal review?
Depending on the industry, but like if you really want a deep relationship, I'd be doing absolutely at least every 6 months.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But if you're talking about a high-level professional relationship, absolutely every quarter.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt. I suppose then in terms of you know, the follow up with customers, and I suppose which means you actually you know, go about following up and keeping that constant sort of conversation going, yeah. so that you know you, yep. you don't sort of slip out of their mind.
Yeah, frequency of touch is really important.
Yeah.
It's a fine line too. Like if you make it too frequent, you're just going to annoy people, and they'll see it as being spammy or just overselling to them. So you need to refine that, and there's a lot in therefore getting to know your actual customer base, so that it mightn't even be a case of you contact every customer the same frequency. It might be different for Alan as it is for Brett, because either I've indicated that to you or because you're picking that up for me. So it would be fantastic if on your database it's even recording that, and then it's automatically triggered to say, yeah, it would be good to be in touch with Brett on whatever level, whatever format, for whatever reason,
yep.
per 2 months, but with Alan, only 6 months. It's almost like going to the dentist. Come back in 12 months, yeah. but your teeth look shocking, so you better come back in 3 months.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly right. 94291116, if you do want to contribute, the lines are open here just to join the discussion and share your own stories on this sort of stuff, because that is something the listener can certainly resonate with. Social media, always an interesting topic of discussion.
I think you're better at that than I am. It's absolutely and utterly massive, but if you get it right, there's no question it improves your connection with customers. But the phrase is, if you get it right, if it's really just, you know, like us on Facebook or put some photos on Instagram and people aren't really looking at them, well, you're pretty much wasting your time. You might even annoy people. So you need to really invest some time and money into that to get it right.
No doubt. Sourcing accurate customer feedback. Now, I reckon I've been here for 11 years at SEN in various roles, and I reckon it was earlier this year that SEN did a survey of all the staff here.
Wow, fantastic.
Through Survey Monkey.
Great.
Which was great to be able to sit down and just give your input
yep.
Into the place. And yep. actually getting, I suppose, for management here, was to get some real accurate feedback yep. from the people who are at the coalface of the radio station. That's just an example.
Yep, absolutely it is. And the point in this is not just to get the customer feedback, but to get it accurately. So you use the term SurveyMonkey, which provides a web-based anonymous mechanism to get that feedback so people won't feel threatened.
Yep.
You need to get accurate feedback, but I mean, I don't know about you, but I'd probably get a couple a day where they say, you know, can you fill in our survey? It'll only take 2 minutes. And I rarely do them, because we all get so many emails. So whoever that is trying to get my feedback on the experience I had with that business needs to go about it in a different way. Now, for me, I wouldn't be enticed by if they offered me a prize, or I wouldn't, but someone else might. But what are the ways that you can actually get more accurate, more frequent, and deeper feedback from your customers? And then secondly, be very good at doing that. Like I've actually, in the last few months, it occurs to me I've had two communications with a business where, in a minor way, I've complained about the experience, and both of it was about price. Where I've said, look, they contacted me and said, yeah, what do you think? So they got me on the phone, and I said, look, happy enough with everything that happened, but I thought it was a bit pricey. Now, in both cases, their answer was, well, that's bad luck. Now, that's really what they said. Now, they didn't use those terms. They were trained better than that. One of them said, oh, well, that's just standard. That's great. And the other one said, well, that's just dictated by the manufacturer. Now, that's just a really unskilled way of dealing with me. Now, if they have to make the state, if you have to say in terms of your customer, if you're getting a customer feedback that's negative, well, you're not getting anywhere by just receiving the customer feedback. You're actually doing some damage if you argue with the customer about it, as distinct from if you can't change the situation, at least situate the customer to feel better about the situation. Don't make them feel worse, if not remedying it. So there's a lot more to customer feedback than just SurveyMonkey.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And then I suppose sourcing that customer input, you know, is really interesting. I suppose when you're leading an organisation, you know, you've got the direction you want to certainly take it in. But, you know, so often, and we've brought it up, you know, talking about the generations of people, so often we don't listen to some people that probably need a voice. And, you know, that customer might be, well, that's the, you know, the market you're talking to. Then they need to actually have, they could give you some real genuinely valuable input into your actual products.
Absolutely. And I would think that anybody who thinks they have a market now really needs to think again. One, because the population's aging, which we say every time. But secondly, the multicultural aspect. Thirdly, the Gen Ys. Fourthly, the generation after them. And whatever it is, that your market's going to dwindle on you if you're just looking at your current market. So there's a lot more to it than that. even there's a thing called Net Promoter Score, which is really just a fancy way of saying what's the likelihood of your customer recommending you to someone else. And if you're listening, take a note of that and Google it or shoot me an email and I'll tell you what it is to find out how likely are your customers to refer you to someone else. And that's a very meaningful way to get some feedback as well.
Connecting with customers, Alan Rodway, your coach online, is in the studio, 9429 1116. If you want to weigh in and certainly join the discussion, seminars, discussion groups, webinars. I've actually done a couple of webinars.
How'd they go?
I've liked them.
Do you? As in you're the recipient or you've ran them?
No, I've actually been a recipient.
Yep.
You know, sometimes I might not be able to get to something live, or there's quite a few community organisations, sports community. Yep. Steve Palace out there does a great job. I've been to a couple of his seminars live, but he also runs a number of webinars now where you've just got to dedicate an hour. Yep. You can slot it in, or you can actually do it in your own time.
Yep.
I think they're great.
Yeah, they are fantastic. I had an invitation to a seminar last week which says you can come to the seminar or you can just live stream it.
Yeah.
Just choose whichever you want, and that's certainly where it's going, and that helps your connection with your customers as well.
No doubt. Building client profiles over time, Mel?
Yeah. If Brett Phillips is a customer of mine, again, there are some industries where you wouldn't do this. If people are just really walking in and walking out and spending 50 cents, well, you're not going to do this. But there are a lot of industries, maybe the majority, where you do actually need to know a fair bit about your client. So if Brett Phillips is my client, the more I know about you, the more I can refine how I contact you, when, and all the rest of it, and therefore the greater the likelihood I can connect with you broadly and deeply.
Yep.
Now, that means I need to know something about your age, male, female, your profession, your interests, maybe even something about the demographic in terms of where you live, maybe even something about your family. But the point is not to be intrusive in what I ask. I'm not going to send you out a survey and get you to fill in all that because not many people would do it. But you may say on a telephone call to a person from my business that, you know, your wife's been overseas and your wife's interested in such and such and your kids are about to start school and whatever, da-da-da-da-da-da. That should be building the profile of who Brett Phillips is.
Yep.
So that when we go and send you a newsletter or we invite you to a seminar or we provide information to you, it's actually going to be more refined. It's not, you're not going to get it and go, well, this is appropriate to someone who's 70 or about to retire. Mm. That's not me. Don't send these to me anymore. Unsubscribe. But if it comes to you and you go, wow, that's pretty interesting, it's a result because I know exactly who you are. Now, that's very difficult to do because you need people in your organization really aware and prepare to enter content onto a database. Then you need a database even better that will actually automatically refine what's the contact system and the nature of the contact information that I'm having with you. That is really, really important to do that in this day and age.
Absolutely, databases. Well, connecting with customers is our topic today. You can certainly weigh in, 9429 1116. We're running through a number of points and feel free certainly to add to the discussion. Customer events is one I want to touch on. Alan?
Do you like that? Barbecues, movies, that sort of thing? Do you like that idea?
Can you elaborate more for me?
Some businesses literally do that. They put on client barbecues and they take clients, customers to movies and they've got a captured audience. Oh. They do work, again.
I need to clearly, I'm moving in the wrong circles.
it's very different, obviously, discussion groups than the seminars. When I've seen businesses do them, they absolutely work. People do go, they feel special. And staff involvement with them, they're pretty good events. So, they're a tad expensive, so you'd want to be reasonably confident you're going to get a return on them. But they do work, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
We touched on sort of the non-purpose face-to-face catch-ups. Pick up the phone. Now, you know when I finished the Australian Open? Now, I usually pride myself on emailing people back.
Yep,
I had a backlog.
You do.
Back to the 28th of November. And I felt pretty ordinary that I hadn't actually emailed these people back. Now, one thing I went and walked along the beach for 4 days this week and just had a bit of time out. And I thought one thing I need to change in my own strategy is probably to try and get away from emailing too much. I think we can become a bit addictive to email as a form of communication.
Yep, absolutely, yes.
And I enjoy, you know, whether you're in the car, whether you're just, you know, certainly kicking back, make a series of calls. And get some answers much quicker rather than, well, I sent an email, I might get a response in 3 days' time or a week's time. I mightn't get a response at all.
Yeah.
So I think pick up the phone is massive to just fast track
absolutely
conversations and constant sort of evolvement of your business, if you like.
And therefore the business, totally agree with all that, and therefore the business has to have people who are inclined to pick the phone up and ring customers and are good at it. And I would have to say that's becoming a rarer commodity than it used to be. Again, sounds like I always pick on the young people, particularly in the younger age groups. You know, we're employing a lot of people in that age group, and they are less inclined to pick the phone up because it's not what they do.
Yeah.
You know, their phones aren't phones. They're SMS devices and internet devices and so on. So, yeah, picking up the phone is an even better if it's sort of non-purpose.
I had this next point's a really interesting discussion. I was at a housewarming last night. I was speaking to a fine man who runs a great business here in Melbourne, and it was sort of the discussion around, you know, all your staff really being at that same level. So whether you own the business or whether you're just a staff member, that you feel like you've really got ownership and that you could answer any question.
Yep.
So if it's thrown at you, I'm so immersed in the business. Yes, it's not mine. I don't get all the perks, but I love it. And I can answer every question.
I'm massive on that. That is not an argument that I can win with some businesses, and I absolutely accept and understand it. I am massive on that.
Mm.
On this point, I don't think there's anything worse than talking to somebody on a phone, which is eventually what you end up doing if you really want to complain about something, if you like, and being told, I'm sorry, I can't help you, either because it's not my area or I'm not senior enough, I don't have the decision-making authority. It is unbelievably frustrating. Mm. So you're hardly increasing your connection with the person. People have to be empowered to some level to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to make a decision. We'll give you a refund of $15 because of that, Alan, or whatever, or I'll come around home and trim your roses for you, anything you want. But someone's got to be able to make a decision.
Mm.
And it shouldn't take till you get through to the fifth person who says, well, I'm the senior supervisor of the senior supervisors, and I can make the decision 6 months later and 14 phone calls later. So you have to empower people.
No doubt. Absolutely. Personalise your business. I like this point as well.
Mm-hmm. People, we do want to feel that it's not just a website or it's not just a building, that there's something personal. And like if it's a doctor's surgery, that the personalisation is going to be through whoever's sitting in reception or a nurse or the doctor, him or herself, that there's a personal connection I have with that.
Yep.
Or with SEN. Like people, do you know what? Like I know SEN is this... is the most connected radio station in Australia with its customer audience.
Mm.
Try disputing that, anyone out there, if you want. If you're listening, you're not going to disagree with me. The most connected from Twitter and Instagram and SMS machines and so on. Yeah, we, as in being you or everyone on SEN, connect brilliantly because it's personal.
Mm.
Yeah, people feel that they know Brett Phillips. When you the tennis, Brett Phillips, football, of everybody who does that, there is a personalisation. No one will know who the general manager and so on is, but there's such a personal front to this. So is your business personalising itself, and is there an emotional connection with the customer to create that sort of connection?
Yeah, that's a very good point. And we certainly feel it sitting in the chair that we do here at SEN. Having a genuine community purpose.
Not every business has to do that. Some will find it a lot easier than others. Some run it as a sidebar point.
Yeah.
What doesn't work is to run it as a sidebar point, which is clearly just to get people to buy more of your product. We're doing it because it looks good, we'll support a charity or we'll run an event, and there's an obvious insincerity in what you're really doing, as distinct from saying, well, okay, we sell mobile telephones, but we'll support very special kids or whatever.
Mm.
If the community can see that's genuine and it's ongoing and it's really good for that particular cause, then they are more likely to connect to your business. I would, but if I thought for a second that all you're trying to do is make yourself look okay by doing this, then it would actually disconnect from me.
Connecting with customers, 94291116. Alan Rodway is in at the studio. A quick update in the cricket. Of course, Australia have lost a couple of wickets here, so 4 for 120. Aaron Finch has just gone out for 56. Sean Marsh out for 22. Hanscom for a duck. Maxwell out for a duck. Spent too much time in the press conference of Tom Latham. In fact, he was caught Latham, bowled Santner, for a duck off three deliveries. So Travis Head on 36. Marcus Stoinis, the star of the first one-dayer, has just arrived at the crease. So 4 for 120. Australia will certainly keep a close eye on that. Connecting with customers, 94291116. If you've got some input with Alan Rodway from Your Coach Online. Rapid response time.
I went to a website yesterday when I was sort of putting this this summary together, and one business was very, very proud of announcing that they will respond to your email inside 5 minutes, irrespective. I mean, that is just unbelievable. I would not advocate that to anybody, but I certainly would not be advocating, like, you know, 48 business hours later. Yeah, I rang a business, it's not email, but I rang someone a few months ago to get something done.
Yeah.
And the person said to me on the Friday, we'll get someone to call you on the Monday. Yeah. 2 weeks later, they make a phone call.
Mm.
Yeah, you got to be kidding. So rapid response times certainly does stand you out if you can set the systems up to do it.
Having an app?
Yeah.
As a business?
I think there's a – I'm not expert in this. The feedback I get from those who ask is there is a right industry and there's a right time to have an app for your business.
Yeah.
And you need to have it designed very well. I don't mean the look of the app and its functionality, but you need to be very clear on its purpose and what it's going to do for your business rather than just saying, I need an app, so let's go get one, because they're fairly expensive.
Absolutely. Coming up to 3 o'clock, 94291116, let's have a chat to Frank at Frankston. Hello, Frank.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Frank.
Thanks. Thank you very well.
Look, it's interesting you talk about connection. And when you look at a lot of the big corporates, what I've seen in my business is they all talk about they want to talk to you. They want to do, you know, they love you. They want you. They try to permeate that message through their ads. But when you call their call centers, let's take the big four banks, right? okay.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of like... yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Sorry, our policy is to do this. Bad luck. Now, what they've basically done, right, and excuse the French, right, they've told you how much they love you, then they've taken a big piece of shit and rubbed it in your face.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Well.
Technically correct.
Mm.
Maybe articulately put. Completely agree. Not only does it not work, it actually does damage when they do that.
Mm.
I think it's just terrible. I mean, advertising that you're really good with customer service and stuff and then being the exact opposite is just silly.
It's terrible, yeah. Nothing worse than being given the ring around by certain companies. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, just a couple others to focus on as we come up to the 3 o'clock news. Our contact with lost customers.
Yeah, not many businesses do this. It's sort of like, well, you know, you've left us or you were pretty angry with us. Lost customers can turn into absolutely magnificent customers again, and they can be fantastic advocates of the business. Sometimes it simply needs someone to show that they are sincere and that they care and that they'll try. Sometimes businesses won't do that because they don't think they can find the solution to what the customer's problem was.
Mm.
That is not the point. Sometimes it will be, but more often than not, it will just be, you know what, we can't solve it. We've tried to find a way, but what we've done is demonstrate to you that we've genuinely attempted that.
One more, Alan. Of course, all these details, I think, are up on your website.
They are. They're
website,
on the website now.
So
yep.
To read every point, but wow factor, but not losing the core of what we do.
Yeah, and there is a real danger in that. If you're going to go wow factor, you could do exactly that. What's the core of your business, and what's the purpose you're in business, and what would you say is your business why? Why do we exist? What do you actually believe? On top of that, if you can have a wow factor in the way you do it, that would be brilliant.
Mm.
But if that wow factor is going to distract you from your core, you're really going to distort the whole picture.
To read all points connecting with customers, head to Alan's website, Your Coach Online, and you can get the full rundown here. As Nick on the SMS says, I manage a hotel and we find that being genuine in our responses to issues goes a hell of a long way.
Correct, Nick. Thank you.
Beautifully done. Thank you, Al.
Thanks a lot, BP.
Good to see you. What's on for the remainder of the day? You look like you've got the sort of the fitness gear on.
I went for a run just before I came in. We went to the spa and pool show this morning at the exhibition buildings, along with about 4,000 other families, I think.
What, just loaded the spa in the other?
my little boy said, aren't we taking one home?
Yes.
And cried all the way back to the car. That really worked. Not.
Oh, gosh.